It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? This Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is. It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci Man LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Darrell Music.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Hey, yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip-hop community.
Full of dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined,
of course,
by my co-host Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Time of my life.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFODshow on Skype. Guys, we have a show for you tonight.
Tits.
Much to discuss. We will be playing a little bit later America's new favorite game show.
Also tits.
We're going to talk...
The Wall, starring Chris Hardwick?
That's just a big Plinko, isn't it?
This is, I think it's just a
big-ass Plinko. Yeah.
But LeBron James is involved, so it's a little different.
Is he? He's producing?
Yeah, he's a producer. Chris Hardwick and LeBron James bring you NBC's The Wall.
Travis, Chris Hardwick has too many jobs.
I don't... Well...
Why is that guy got so many jobs, Travis? He does so much stuff.
Following the guy since, like, Nerdist was in its infancy, because I saw him on, like, G4 many, many years ago and started listening to that podcast pretty much from the very first episode. He, I think, is substituting his alcohol dependency, on which he's been sober for many years. He's just substituting work.
Getting more jobs?
He's just doing jobs. He's just, like, doing jobs and creating an empire, I think, so he doesn't have... another cocktail.
Didn't
you know what I mean?
He just marry like a billionaire's daughter or something?
Yeah, he married that one of the Hursts.
Yeah, Chris Hardwick, you don't need to make Plinko games. You just chill the fuck out, brother. You're fine.
No, he doesn't need the family money. He's got his own way in life. He's going to build his own empire of dreams.
He's got to spend all that money to get his hair so spiky.
Well, it's so funny, too. Like, I mean, I applaud the guy because he created an empire before. He's like the Ryan Seacrest of, quote-unquote nerds. But I applaud the guy for, like, working from nothing and creating this giant conglomerate, which he then sold to, like, what was it?
You're talking about Singled Out when he sold
Electric. And Shipmates, of course. But, like, sold to, like, Legendary Pictures for a bunch of money. And still is making other shit. Like, the guy's everywhere.
It's the nerd business is what it is. I saw a tweet the other day sent to Kevin Smith. I'll tell you what. I wish that you could just read some of the tweets sent to Kevin Smith every day. It's just everybody, like, looks at him as, like, their nerd messiah.
Right.
So he isn't?
Like, I'm a nerd, and Kevin Smith is also a nerd. And so he understands me, and I'm going to send him... My nerd messages. But the guy sent Kevin Smith a tweet that was something along the lines of, like, hey, man, can you retweet this because my son got bullied at school for being a nerd, and I just want him to know that, like, you know, it's okay to be a nerd and to not listen to the haters. And Travis... Nerds aren't really like a thing that we pick on anymore, are they?
At this point, a nerd is somebody who doesn't like role-playing games, who doesn't like video games, who doesn't like superheroes.
Yeah, nerd just means like you go watch the new Marvel movie and...
The kid probably plays football on like the varsity team.
Like everybody. Yeah. He went and saw Star Wars this weekend. What a nerd. I don't think that nerd is really like a... Like, I mean, you can't make Revenge of the Nerds anymore because, like, the nerds are just everybody now.
Right. Well, yeah, what would it even be? We're in this period of the adolescence not going away where we're all just, like, child men and women.
I feel like the mainstream now, the normal person, would probably make fun of jock meatheads.
And
you're
it
like,
is.
You're fucking stupid. You don't even know about the Silver Surfer, man.
That is the last couple of years. That has been the hot ticket to, like, as a bully. It's like the nerds took over, and now, like, the hot thing for them to do is be like, I don't watch sports. Sports are stupid.
Or, you know, hack their
Facebook. That's the norm. Like, it's the norm now is just shitting on, like, organized sports.
Speaking of nerds inheriting the earth and sports, Travis. Me and Joe from the Lotus Cast are in the fantasy equivalent of the Super Bowl. I will be taking on Joe. Joe picked his quarterback because he was in a Kevin James movie. It was the only football player he knew.
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
What fucking Kevin James movie was he in? Oh, no, wait. What movie was he in?
I don't know. I'm trying to be funny, Travis. You know,
is that a stink?
It's a comedic kind of show. You know,
he was in.
We make jokes, Travis. You know,
Ted 2.
Oh, was he in Ted? Kevin James wasn't in that.
No.
And so I guess it just wasn't a very good reference.
Sorry, I shit on your thing there.
I mean, it's fine. I'll get you back.
Oh, I know.
Travis, you know, Kohl's is bullshit.
Kohl's? Like the cigarette?
The Kohl's. The sore Kohl's.
You mean founded by ex-Milwaukee Bucks owner and current Senator Herb Kohl?
Oh, he founded it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Because all their tags say, you know, hey, this was originally $350, but you can get it for $20. And it's $20 everywhere, Travis. They're bullshitting us is what they're doing.
You can't shop at Kohl's unless it's on sale, and it's always on sale. Anytime you walk into a Kohl's, every jean rack says, you know, these jeans are $90. But today, if you buy a pair at $90, we'll give you one for $10.
Yeah, it's a trick is what it is. They're trying to trick us, Travis. I'm not buying it, Kohl's.
They got a great credit card / coupon program, though, where you can get clothes real cheap.
You can get clothes on the cheap?
Yeah, if you you open up one of those Kohl's cards, you don't even have to use it. Just open one up, they immediately give you 25% off. And they, whatever email address that you sign up with, they're constantly sending you like 50% off coupons. So if you want, you save up all those coupons and all those great deals. You go in there, you get yourself a sweet like $10 vacuum cleaner if you hit it at the right time.
You know, I'll tell you about this fantasy football, Travis. You look at the projections, like they'll say, you know, hey, we think that this guy's going to score 20 points. I just spilled like a full big Q from Quick Trip on the floor, Travis. A whole big Q.
What is that, 32 ounces?
Yeah, it's a good 32. Oof. Good 32 or so.
What'd you have in there?
It was like an iced tea.
Oh, did you put any flavor bursts in there? Do they have flavor bursts at that Quick Trip?
No. Napier, talk to Travis. I'm the dumb shit that spilled it. I should clean it up.
Yeah, but I don't know how to work anything.
You don't need to work nothing, Napier. You talk to Travis. This isn't even part of the show, guys. I apologize. I spilled a full big Q. You understand?
It's so confusing to me every time you say something about a Quick Trip, because we have the Quick Trips here, and it's a regional thing, but it's a Quick with a K. And everything that we have, you have referenced in some way, shape, or form, but it's just a little bit different.
Are they gas stations or little, like, marts?
They're gas stations, but they might as well be small grocery stores because they sell ground beef and like chicken breasts and shit. Now you get your bananas and potatoes and onions there.
Ours has a pizza things. Like you go in there, you order a pizza, and then they make you a frozen pizza, buy the frozen pizza.
They have the same thing at our Quick Trips in there. You can order any pizza you want, but they have like a hot spot so you can get junior chicken sandwiches. They have wraps and burritos and shit all the time.
Ours has taquitos.
Sandwiches. Ooh, they have taquitos. Little roller grill taquitos. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we got those too. Travis, were you ever a part of the nerd culture growing up?
Well, there wasn't one. When I was growing up, you didn't typically voice your interests if you were into things outside the norm. Like, I was always into comic books and things like that. But, you know, you'd find on the sly, you would find like-minded people, but you didn't, like, discuss it in the open. You'd be like, you'd see somebody had, like, a Man of Steel, like a Death of Superman comic book sticking out of his backpack or something, and you try to force it down really fast. And then you'd be like, hey, man, I saw that Doomsday cover. And then he'd look at you weird, like you were going to punch him in the guts or something.
Yeah, we had different nerd cultures. We had, like, the comic book nerds. Then you had the computer nerds.
Well, you're definitely a computer nerd. And D&D nerds, they're way different than, like, Magic the Gathering nerds.
Oh, yeah, the Magic the Gathering nerds would not associate with the D&D nerds.
Of course not. It's a bastardization of all that they hold dear.
See, Travis, what it was is there was a bug that was crawling at on my... on my table, and then it was crawling up my Skype computer.
Mm-hmm.
and I tried to capture him in a Pepsi bottle.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I did. He's still in the Pepsi bottle. But in doing so, knocked over the whole big queue.
That's a waste of a good 32 ounces of tea.
Well, yeah, and what had happened is I drank the majority of the tea, but then I had to dump some of the Pepsi into the tea cup to capture him in the Pepsi bottle. And then when I did that, I spilt it. So it was Pepsi and the big Q.
Were you going to drink that concoction?
No, it was going to be thrown away.
Okay, all right.
It was remnants from an earlier beverage.
So no big loss, just a mess that you had to clean up.
Travis, it makes me sad that I could never be in a nerd clique, because I had several things that I liked, but I didn't know enough to be in the nerd clique. Like, if you're in the comic book clique, there's amount of shit that you need to know, and I didn't give two fucks about half the comic books they were into.
Were we still talking about Kohl's, or were we done with Kohl's?
You could fake it, though. Like I did when I first, my foray into enjoying professional football. Like, when I was a kid, I liked professional football, because I had, you know, seen like the 86 Super Bowl with like my grandpa, and he was a big Bears fan. So I, you know, liked it when I was a child, and then I had no time for it when I was in junior high and high school. It did not interest me. And I was one of those guys that said, you know, fuck organized sports. But sometime in my 20s, when I realized that all dudes, especially out in the taverns, like if you wanted to talk to dudes, you just referenced the game. So if you knew just enough about, you know, football or baseball, you could fake your way through a conversation with a guy where, you know, then you could do a couple of shots and go your separate ways. And it kind of pushed me back into enjoying the professional football. So I think with anything, if you know just enough to get by, I think you're fine. You could get in those clicks.
No, they figured me out real damn quick. Like, this son of a bitch, he just happens to certainly like some comic books. Fuck him, get him out of the club. Same with everything except for hockey. You see, because in hockey, I could get the shit kicked out of me, and everybody was like, oh yeah, well, at least he's good about getting his ass kicked. So that was the great thing about hockey. You can fake being interested in hockey and, you know, wanting to play good or have any talent. But as long as you're willing to get the shit kicked out of you on a nightly basis for their laughs, you can hang out forever.
Do you think that's why a lot of people get into becoming like MMA fighters, because all they're good at is getting the shit kicked out of them?
Oh, at least some of them. I mean, you see those people with those really fucked up cauliflower ears. Like, how often did you win when you first started?
That's the thing. It's like it's their very first UFC fight, and they have the biggest cauliflower ear you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it looks like they were a stand-in for the punching dummy when they ran out of punching dummies.
Probably just their father.
Yeah. So, Mike, there's this place called Kohl's. Have you heard of it?
It's bullshit, right?
Kohl's is bullshit, guys. Because they tell you, like, what the price was at some point, and then what their price is. And they make you think that you're getting a bargain, but you're not.
I thought that was illegal, like you couldn't do that no more.
Yeah. TJ Maxx is the same way.
Fuck them.
Pretend that they're, like, a discount outlet for, like, you know, slightly fucked up things. And
they're like, guys, this shirt's been, like, hundreds of dollars at places, but you can get it for $15 because we're TJ Maxx.
It's because this extra large actually fits like an XXL long.
Wouldn't it be nice if they actually tell you where they actually found it for $200 for?
Do you think this bug is like getting kind of bummed out that he's in the Pepsi bottle?
That he's dying? Yeah,
he's
probably.
He's kind of fine with it. He's just kind of accepted that it's his bug fate.
I think he's probably waiting.
He's probably gripping onto life in this home because, you know, he's been outside where it's like 5 degrees and like this was his last ditch effort.
Well,
and
do
now
you ever
he's in
think,
a Pepsi bottle.
Do you ever think that bug just thinks he's your roommate and is wondering why the hell you're trying to kill him now?
No, only spiders do that. Spiders are the intelligent ones.
Travis, I saw a thing on Facebook this morning.
Ooh, a
that
thing.
Was pretty exciting. It was a LCD sound system song mixed with Louis Armstrong, the trumpet guy.
Sure,
that sounds horrible.
And what the guy did is he opened a YouTube window playing this LCD sound system song, and then he just opened another YouTube video and found Louis Armstrong just, you know, fiddle fucking around with his trumpet, and just like played them at the same time. And it, he claims it was effortless, and he just opened the two windows and like they just started making this amazing music together. And it was kind of interesting. I pulled it because I wanted to play it for you guys, and it inspired me. So this is the song.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down.
It's just, it's a LCD sound system song, and then you'll kind of hear trumpet kind of mixed in.
New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you are filthy but fine.
It sounds like it goes with it. It sounds good, right?
There's no way that was an accident.
They showed him doing it. Like, he had the screenshots up.
So he knew to do this, you know, take screenshots of it?
I guess, yeah. I mean, it worked out pretty good. And it sounds...
Screenshots are like actual video.
Actual video of him doing it with the two YouTube videos.
So it wasn't him, like, doctoring this Louis Armstrong trumpet playing to where he...
No, it was just him noodling around on the trumpet. And he made this, like, go perfectly with this song. It was kind of neat. And he inspired me to make some of these of my own. So I opened two YouTube videos, and I mixed songs.
Excellent.
I'm pretty excited about it. I made Rage Against the Machine and Taylor Swift.
Really good.
They're two different songs that I mixed.
No, it sounds like one song.
And I mixed Matchbox 20 with Slipknot, guys.
You left a stain on everyone on my good days.
This actually going to sound like a Slipknot song.
This could be like my new thing.
Yeah.
I can do these all the time.
You should put out an album.
Songs mixed together.
That would be great. You're going to get so many likes.
Rob Thomas mixed with Slipknot sounds great. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I'm amazing. In. I'm totally in. I'll subscribe to your YouTube channel if you put
You're
these
going
on there.
To? You think I got a hit there?
I think you got a hit. At some point, I think you'll stumble upon a hit, just like this gentleman did, who claimed to have just stumbled upon pulling open these YouTube windows randomly at the same time.
Yeah.
When have you ever opened, on accident, separate YouTube
windows? Oh, all the time. All the time while I'm doing my bits, Travis.
Yeah, exactly.
My bits.
The nice thing, though, is now, like, in this day and age, we can discover who actually put this onto the internet and got this to be a thing that started rolling. I still don't know who the hell came up with the Wizard of Oz Dark Side of the Moon syncing up.
How would you be in a situation where that would happen?
I wanted to watch The Wizard of Oz.
But so I also wanted to listen to Dark Side of the Moon?
Forgot that I was going to watch Wizard of Oz because I was too high. So I started to listen to Dark Side of the Moon. While lighting incense, and then, holy shit, can you believe it?
Well, nice of you to show up drunk.
Thank you.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Guys, we have some questions for Dr. Napier.
Plural?
Yay.
The same four people who always ask Dr. Napier questions?
Yes, Travis, of course it is. We got one from someone, I forgot her name, but she messaged me earlier and told me that our voicemail wasn't working, which put me in a whole goddamn thing, Travis, because I'm trying to figure out why our voice, because, you know, we pay for that Skype number.
Yeah, and we tell people to constantly, it's in my Twitter fucking bio, is to call it.
Was on the thing with Patrick V all day on Skype, and he fed me some bullshit about, oh, we're experiencing difficulties.
Oh, all like, week long?
Yeah, thanks, Patrick V. Thanks for your help. You know, he went through this whole thing, his whole spiel. Dude, he had to verify my identity just so that he could send me this cookie-cutter answer about how we've been experiencing difficulties.
So Patrick, I would expect V, a refund, so, then, on...
That's what I was thinking, Travis. I want a refund!
Yep.
Coles is bullshit!
Is that what you told Patrick V? Coles is bullshit. I want a refund.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear my song of Taylor Swift matched with Rage Against the Machine?
I did not.
good, right? I'm a mashup master is what I am.
Fuck yeah.
So the first question for Dr. Napier is from Matt of the Passersby podcast.
Excellent.
He asks, what's your preferred method of extraction for impacted bowels?
Actually, there's a tool for that. It's a little corkscrew device, apparently, and it goes into you, and then it, you know, gets stuck on your dukers, and then they just wheel it on back.
Is it like a hook?
No, it's more like a probe. It's more like a pokey stick.
It's like one of those grabby things, like picking up trash on the side of the highway.
Well, it's like one of those old ones. It's like more like a nail with like a stick with a nail in it, and then the nail goes into your dukers, and then this little thing, like you wheel it on back like a fishing line,
wiggle it around a little bit.
Yeah, you get it stuck
like
on the hook.
A drain.
Yeah, you get it stuck on the stick, and then when it gets stuck on the stick, you wheel it on back like you're reeling in a cod or a bass, except for it's dukers. And really, the good thing is they're looking like at your butt. They're not looking at your face, because I bet those faces are making really fucked up faces.
We got one. It wasn't a voicemail. It was a emailed voicemail from what's this person's name? Genuvia Johnson.
Excellent.
Put on your headphones so you can hear the question.
Don't we have a different drop for that?
Genuvia Johnson?
No, a drop for what happens when we listen to a
Yeah, but she wanted to ask Dr. Napier a question.
Hello, Dr. Napier. This is Genuvia Johnson. I have a question about pubic dandruff. Mine is out of control. And once you've answered that question, I also have a question about my excessively ashy knees. I'd appreciate any help you can give me. Thank you very much.
Genuvia Johnson wants to know about pubic dandruff.
Well, you know, Head and Shoulders is not just for your head and shoulders. It is also for your crotch and anal area.
Agreed.
Yeah. You shave that shit off.
You shave off all your pubic
hair? Shave that shit off.
Do you shave off
Start
all your
over.
Pubic hair?
Oh, sure.
You shave off all, like, forever? It's all, you just shave
what
it?
What do you mean forever? Like, I mean, it grows always, back.
Yeah, but you just keep shaving it?
Yeah, you gotta get it gone sometimes.
You
the weird thing
shave?
Is, if you're a really hairy person trying to do that, it looks even weirder when you just have that whole groin area shaved.
Oh, and then, like, your legs are still hairy?
Yeah, and, like, your belly and sides, everything is, like, got hair on it except your groin.
Kind of looks like a reverse Homer Simpson mouth.
It looks like one of the beacons of Gondor. There we go, getting some nerd in there.
Drunky, you're a manscaper, right?
Yeah, whenever I shave my beard, I just all in one swoop.
You just get it all at one time?
Yeah.
Do you use a trimmer, like a mechanical deal?
Yeah, basically one that you would use for your head. I have one.
Which do you do first?
God, be careful if you're using one for your head.
No, I got one specifically dedicated for.
Oh, you have a dick razor and a face razor?
Well, there's different attachments.
Right.
Oh, you have a different attachment.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. So which one do you use for which? You use the buzzy ones for your dick,
yeah.
And then like maybe the choppy ones for
mm-hmm.
your face.
You
know,
it.
The spinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you take a picture and post it on Twitter so we can see what that looks like, that'd be great.
And then for the excessive ashy knees, I would have to suggest Cornhusker lotion.
There's also Hemp's lotion.
It looks like jizz in a bottle, but it's well worth it.
I do not recommend Jergens. It's a little oily for my taste.
Got a question in the email from Chris Cross at myspace.com. So my wife has this coworker who has a 14-year-old son. My wife had me go over to their house to help him get his games working for his PC to his TV in his room. Nothing too T.O. hard. But she warned me not to talk about Santa Claus. Apparently, this 14-year-old kid still believes in Santa Claus, and my wife was worried I would say something that might make him question this belief. How do you feel about this 14-year-old kid believing in an imaginary thing like Santa this late in life? How old should someone be before they know the truth?
First of all, I want to break down this scenario
a little bit. Read the closing of that.
Right, I was about to say.
Yours in Christ.
There we go.
There you go.
Chris Cross at myspace.com.
why would you just casually bring up there is no Santa Claus? Like, who?
They're like, oh, hey, got your games working. By the way, Santa isn't real. Hope your parents get you some good shit.
I want to end every sentence that I ever say ever with, you know, Santa isn't real, right? Okay, thanks. Now give me my Wendy's.
Hey, listeners out there, do you have other suggestions for cool mashups I can do?
You left a stack.
I'm really good at them.
I think you should do some Nine Inch Nails with Katy Perry.
You think?
Yeah.
That'll be the next one. I'll have that next week. It'll be a recurring segment.
There you go. I like
that.
We do.
How about Head PE and Gutter Mouth?
I'll have to write all these down when I listen back to the show later.
Bonnie Raitt and Rammstein.
Oh, by the way, if you ever find out a 14-year-old actually believes that there is a Santa Claus, it is completely appropriate, barring they have mental disease, that you tell them that Santa Claus isn't real. That should have happened at least 5 years ago.
Listen, this is coming from somebody who's signed it off in Christ, and you're wondering when it is okay for somebody to not know that fantasy is not real. There's millions of Christians out there.
I think he said that facetiously, Travis.
I certainly hope so.
It was facetious is what it was.
Or, you know, the 14-year-old's been lying to his parents to get more gifts. Like, oh, I hope Santa Claus' sleigh didn't break down this year. The tree's looking a little light, Dad.
Hey, by the way, after you read that email, that question, it really made me want to jump.
Oh, because it's Crisscross. You know, one of the guys from Crisscross is dead, Travis?
Yeah, no, you're thinking Billy Vanilli.
No, one of the Crisscrosses is dead. I don't know if it's Chris or Cross, but one of them recently died.
Really?
Yeah. That'll come back later on. We're going to talk about death here.
Okay.
I have much to discuss with you guys about death.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of talking about death because it's imminent and it's coming for all of us.
Yeah, more sooner than later. Merry Christmas, guys. Hey, from Anchor Babcock, with everyone going insane trying to find hatchimals, what the fuck is a hatchimal?
It's for little kids, apparently. You hatch them.
What do you mean you hatch them?
There's a toy or a thing inside.
Do you remember, like, Popples?
Oh, yeah, I remember Popples.
That you, like, folded them inside out and then they turned into something else. Well, these are kind of the same thing, except there's something actually inside of it that comes out.
It's like
out.
Bitch Transformers?
It's like a giant egg that looks like a Furby, but then also has something inside of it.
With everyone going insane trying to find Hatchimals or the NES Classic. Guys, why the fuck are people buying NES Classics?
There's 30 games. You can't play any more games than that. Go on eBay, buy an NES, and buy some fucking games.
Yeah, but it doesn't come with an HDMI connector for my new hipster TV.
You don't need a goddamn HD. Everything's got audio-video inputs.
You know, they hardly put HDMI cables on anymore. Travis, I got a new TV. It has one HDMI cable on it. It was like, hey, do you want a screen mirror? No, I want to plug it the fuck in case this shit goes downhill.
Well, why didn't you look at that before you bought the TV, dum-dum?
It said that it had a connection for a computer, and I was like, oh, cool, I can hook my computer up to this. And it was like, no, you can screen mirror. I don't know how to screen mirror. I want to take the plug, and I want to plug it in. I got fucked. I didn't buy it at Kohl's, though. Fuck Kohl's.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Kohl's.
You got to get them Vizios, dog.
Mike. I think it is a Vizio. No, it's not a Vizio.
I got two HDMIs in the back and one in the side.
I'll just look at it and tell you what the hell it's on about.
Oh, you're gonna screen mirror me?
So what happens when the screen mirror breaks connection and he doesn't know how to get it back?
I gotta call Napier. I'm dependent on him forever.
No,
Travis.
No.
I'm dependent on Napier to mirror me.
It's a plug-in. You just take the plug, you put the cord in, and then it does its own thing. You don't need something goofy tits.
Hey, listen. I got a replacement DirecTV box this week, and I finally plugged it in Saturday night because I knew I needed it for football. And the last time I got a...
Oh, God, it's alive.
You dropped that thing again. So I plug it in, just like I did the last time, put the stupid little card in there. Do you think that it would recognize that it was plugged in and that everything was fine? No. I had to jump on chat with Marco something on DirecTV's website for him to push some goddamn buttons on the other side of the line just so I could watch whatever the fuck I was trying to watch. You need a Napier. It doesn't just work.
Guys, from Anchor Babcock, with everyone going insane trying to find Hatchimals or the NES Classic and the extreme over-commercialization of a holiday meant to arouse feelings of peace and joy, I have to ask, if your first name was Tito, do you still think people would call you by your last name?
It depends on if the last name is better than Tito.
Well, your last name was Napier.
Yeah, everybody would call me Napier.
Well, I mean, the reason people call Napier Napier is because his name's Mike, and that's my name.
No, everybody does, even at my job.
I don't think that's the reason everybody calls him Napier.
I mean, it is. It is. That's okay. Why we all call Napier Napier. Yeah. I made that perfectly clear that Napier can't be Mike. I'm Mike.
Okay. I just have one of those last names.
He does have one of those last names.
Yeah.
It's way easier to call Napier Napier.
Or Napes or Nape Dog or whatever.
Nape Dog.
Nape Dog.
Nape Slip.
Naperoo.
Nipples.
Naperino.
The Napalachian.
The Napster.
Ooh.
The Napster.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Guys.
Is that the last question?
We're going to, yeah.
So can I ask a question? What? So, what do you do, Dr. Napier, after you just finished choking? All the time.
Like during sex?
No, like during fantasy football twice this weekend.
What do I do?
What do I do?
Napier, Drunk went 11-3 this year.
Oh, Christ.
And he lost in the first round of the playoffs.
And I'm about to lose in another league tonight. Well, but first, both of them to go to the championship game.
First of all, this is a thing you should do. It's called self-reflection.
In the chat, Michelle is suggesting we call you Napster. That's not bad.
No, that's not a bad one either.
Especially with those headphones on, you kind of look like the Napster guy.
It's just because of fat. Yeah, well, the Napster
thing
was
fat. I think
the
Napster guy was kind of fat, too.
Yeah.
He had like a football face.
Yeah.
Football face, yeah. We'll call you football face.
Hey, I like that. Joining us is football face.
Well, Drunk, this is what you need to do. Next time you're in the fantasy leagues, I want you to honestly take a look at what your options are when you're drafting. Think about what your first action is going to be, and then cross that off the list and go to the second one.
Okay.
Just make a list like this. You look at it on paper. It's like there is no way that this line that I'm looking at is going to fuck up. You're like, hold on, wait. What's my second line? Well, I know that my first instinct is wrong.
So I shouldn't just quit.
No, don't just quit.
Because at least I'm making the playoffs here. I'm just not coming through. So
my vote is to take your first initial reaction and throw it out the window, and then find an alternative.
I like it. All right, and that was
You know what? I forgot Chris Brake's question.
All right,
Chris Brake has a question: are Squatty Potties worth the price, or is it more economical in this day and age to just squat in the shower?
Well, here's what you do, and it's free. You know how most bathrooms have like a bathtub next to it?
Yeah.
Just scoot your ass around to the side of the toilet and put your legs up there.
Oh, like hit it sideways.
Yeah, hit just shit sideways.
Yeah. You have like the wider berth that's probably better anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like one giant ass, so...
You know, I used to sit on the toilet backwards and use the tank as like a little table.
Why?
Yeah, I could rest my elbows on it. You ever just sit on the toilet like really long time and you rest your elbows on it and like, you know, the pressure you're putting on your legs makes your feet fall asleep?
I didn't used to have that too often until I started taking my phone with me and when I go shit.
Yeah, you start playing Doodle Jumper or you play the Panda Pop.
Or
and,
cut the rope.
Like an hour goes by. And your feet are asleep.
I know.
Not if you turn around backwards and use it as a little elbow table.
But then doesn't your dick go in between where the top and the bottom kind of meet?
At my house, we use an ottoman.
Use an ottoman in your bathroom?
Oh, you have a bathroom ottoman?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is take the pressure off the backside of your thighs. That's what causes all that.
You know what else will work? If you just stack up two towels folded.
Oh, you
get a whole
do?
Bunch of good housekeeping magazines.
Grab two used paint cans and put them side by side.
It is kind of like one of those things that you should just be able to make by yourself. You should just be able to find something to put your feet on so that you could poop better.
Yeah, like
I've never done it though.
You mean like one of a million stools on the market?
Yeah, it's your stool and stool.
And hey.
They're asking about Doodle Jumper in the chat. You get Doodle Jumper. It's this little yellow guy who jumps up platforms, and there's a variety of obstacles that he has to avoid while jumping. And your score is based on height.
Napier, if
and
that
he can
doesn't
shoot
exist,
things out of his nose to kill enemies.
If that doesn't exist, by the way, you've just created like the competitor for the Squatty Potty is the Stool Stool.
It's
got to be
paint.
A thing, right?
The Stool Stool is a collection of used paint cans we stole from Lowe's.
Stool Stool.
That's an amazing name for like the exact same product that you could put on the market and sell millions of dollars worth.
Oh, easily. And especially when we get all of our stuff stolen from Lowe's.
Mike, you got to cut this out of the show. We got to make this Stool Stool.
The Stool Stool. I have a feeling it's going to be another one of those great ideas that we have and we just let it go by the wayside.
Don't do anything with.
We just throw it out into the ether. It's a good thing that this show is relatively secret.
Mm-hmm. That nobody listens.
Yeah, it's a really good thing that nobody knows this show is out there. So, like, we could just go back and reference all our ideas if we ever need $1 million idea. But we do have America's new favorite game show. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Let's take a break now.
And that was... Yes, Dr. Napier.
Travis, I kind of feel like the flow is a little off. Like we're not hitting it right. Like, do you think it was the big Q? Do you think the big Q?
We're double streaming right now?
I think it's the fact that you're murdering insects with Pepsi bottles that, yeah, I think
it's still alive. This is a live stink bug and it's making shits.
When I lift up the 20-ounce bottle earlier, it smelled weird.
Oh, it's a stink bug?
Yeah, it's a stink bug.
Oh, kill that fuck.
And he's torturing it with this little bottle. And it's letting shits out in this bottle and he just keeps like.
You should dump some stuff in that bottle because those things suck.
There's nowhere for it to go. He has it in this bottle.
Yeah, put some like cleaner in there or something just to watch him suffer.
Do you have the lid for it?
If I had time in a bottle, I'd tell you what I would do.
What would it be?
Obviously kill this fucking stink bug.
Will Walker Jr. here. Hope you get enough dicks in that wheelbarrow.
Coming every Monday to your eardrums, the Passersby Podcast, hosted by Matthew McDonough. We've got stories, narratives, tales, and anecdotes. Admission is free at the door at PassersbyPodcast.com. With a new story from a new passerby every week, you have no choice but to be there!
Wise men say only fools call in, but we can't help but respond to your voicemail.
Yeah, I was calling about your little puppy. I'll give you a call back, thanks. Eagle puppy.
Dear listener, you're fucking kidding me with this bullshit, right? The last two times we've done this segment, it was due to a wrong number. We're not some jackoffs. We were Wicked Radio Network's non-WRN Podcast of the Year in 2013. That's not a title that you get just by being some assholes. Where's our fucking voicemails from actual people? What is this shit? And no, we don't have any beagle puppies. Thank you.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Don't want your heart, don't want your love. I want the head, I want the tongue. Who put the pussy in the coffin to make it rise to God above? You would be down on all occasions. I fucked the sense about your bank. Don't call me common, call me crazy. No need to thank me, yours for the taking. And yeah, would you know it? Good love in the morning. Whoa. Only one way to show it. Turn around, let me go in. Let your head down. Just like this. Poke your back out. Just like this. Talk dirty to me.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. It is the Christmas season. I forgot to tell you guys that as soon as WFOD is over tonight, strangelabel.com is going to strictly Napier Christmas carols from now until the end of the year.
Titties.
So check that out and catch yourself some sweet ass Napier jams. I'll probably have to turn off the Twitter alerts telling people what's on because it'll be constant.
So no talking dicks tonight then.
What?
No talking dicks tonight then.
What do you mean?
The talking dicks. That
oh, our out. After show?
Yeah.
No. I think that's over.
Aww.
Aww. That was a limited time affair.
Unfortunate.
Travis, what was the thing that you were just saying that you messaged me? I didn't get a message from you.
Yeah, you did.
What are you talking about?
I sent it in Facebook Messenger. You should have seen it.
I didn't see it. You tell me. You tell me what you're talking about.
Shortly before we started doing the show, I saw something pop into my Twitter feed.
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight. That really irritated the shit out of me.
Oh,
and I
no.
know I should probably get flack for it because I just don't understand.
Travis, this show is overwhelmingly positive. Are you going to bring it down?
No. I'll let you form your own opinions about this thing. But it was something that MTV News put on their Twitter feed. And it was, hey, white guys, we came up with some New Year's resolutions for you. This is specifically for white guys.
For white guys? Okay. What is one of them like to check our privilege?
Let's see what it is.
Hey, fellow white guys, it's about to be a new year.
Yeah, you just need to send me that link. Cause...
That's not working out for you?
No, that's not working for me, Travis. You send me that link, Travis.
I'll send you the link. You can play it. It's ridiculous.
So what do white guys got to do? What's the first step?
Oh, it's an embedded fucking Twitter thing.
Where are you sending it to me on?
I can't send it to you. It's an embedded Twitter video.
I don't know what that means.
Did you check Facebook Messenger?
Hey, fellow white guys. It's about to be a new year. And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing.
Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, yeah, they weren't born blue.
Stop bragging about being woke. Stop saying woke.
Learn what mansplaining is?
and then stop doing it.
Oh, and if you're a judge, don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyoncé. And yeah, she's black, so of course she cares about black issues. I'm talking to you, Fox News.
Feel free to take Kanye West, though. You guys can have him.
You know what you did, Kanye. Nobody who has black friends says that they have black friends.
And just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. You could be racist with black friends.
Look, guys, we know nobody's perfect.
But honestly, you could do a little better in 2017. Some of you guys do a great job. Some of you don't.
Please, because 2016 is bad. 2017 can't be worse than this, all right? Because this is bad.
So that's a message to white guys, specifically, how we can do better.
I'm ashamed right now that you didn't actually go out and vote for Trump.
Yeah, you know, Travis, I have a resolution that everybody should make to everybody. Leave everybody alone.
Mind your business.
Mind your business.
It's so easy.
Don't tell me what to do. Fuck you.
White guys, you got some work to do.
No lives matter. Fuck all of you.
I'm just, can you imagine if that was directed towards any other group of people besides white males?
Hey, we have some resolutions for you black people for next year.
Yeah.
No, hey, Travis, here's my resolution for everyone for 2017. Find a volcano.
Jump into it.
Form a single file line, and all of you take turns jumping into the volcano.
One after another. And maybe at some point while we're standing in line to jump into the volcano, we'll find some solidarity and some, like, unison together. And we'll be like, you know what? It was all boiling up towards this.
Hey, guys, we just watched, like, 300 people ahead of us in line jump in a volcano. This is fucked up, isn't it? Maybe, like, we should find some common ground and quit fucking with each other. Maybe we should quit posting bullshit on Facebook and, like, live our goddamn lives. Maybe all of us don't need podcasts.
Well, we do.
And the chat anchor just said, here goes Mike white-splaining everything.
Hey, guys, learn what white-splaining is and then stop doing it.
I apologize immediately for not taking a gender studies course at my local community college so I could understand what the fuck you people are on about.
Guys.
The one that your parents paid for?
I get it. Okay? I get it. I get everyone kind of feels like they got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, shit sucks.
And they look over the picket fence and they see somebody who has something they don't have.
Like a job at MTV?
And that bums them the fuck out. They say, oh, that sucks. This person has something I don't have. And they try to think of something to blame it on. What is it? What is it that got this person this thing that I didn't get? But it'll all be okay once we all just jump in the goddamn volcano. Mm-hmm. There will be no more global warming. The polar bears will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because we won't be there. We're fucking up the earth, right? So let's just feed the volcano.
Mike, you're fucking up the earth. I recycle.
Feed it, souls. You know they're going around the corner and dumping all that in the same can. They're giving you the illusion that you're doing something. You're not doing shit.
Hey,
that
I was making those Old Navy performance fleeces. You know they make those out of plastic bottles.
Wow, why are they so expensive?
Let me tell you that video that MTV put out, it featured one redheaded white guy because they couldn't have like an Aryan white guy in the video. It had to be like a weird kind of guy I'd like to punch in the face. And then there was a Latino, and then there was a black man, and then there was like an indiscriminate, like I can't tell what kind of Asian person he was. But it was filled with minorities, which is, I guarantee you that video was concocted by a bunch of white MTV interns whose mom and dad sent them through college just so they could get an MTV news internship.
Drunk, did you hear of the passing of Zsa Zsa Gabor today?
No. Oh, darling.
It's unfortunate, right? The old Zsa Zsa Gabor died.
2016's not a good year.
Best thing she ever did was Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3.
And Travis?
Ain't that the bad guy from Batman Begins?
Were you among me and many others in thinking that Zsa Zsa Gabor was already dead?
No, I knew she was alive. I just, you know, she's old. She's gonna die.
It, inspired
me.
I
didn't know Jerry Lewis was still alive, and I just saw, like, a video of him today giving shit to a reporter asking him questions.
Guys, the Zsa Zsa Gabor's passing inspired me to create America's new favorite game show, Dead or Old?
D-O-O.
Guys, that's right. It's time once again for America's new favorite game show, Dead or Old? The rules of the game are simple. I am going to name a celebrity. The first one of you to buzz in has to determine whether this person is dead or old.
Yes!
Boom. And the person with the highest score wins.
Can I say that I'm just really happy to be here this week, and I just want to say hi to my folks back in Northampton, Connecticut. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I just really hope that I do well by them. This is dedicated to my students.
Shout out.
Are you guys ready to play Dead or Old? Do you understand the rules, Drunk?
I do.
I'm going to name a celebrity. The first one of you to buzz in has to determine whether the person is dead
or old.
Gotcha. Shirley Temple.
Drunk. Yes.
I think Drunk was first.
Dead.
Shirley Temple.
Dead.
Is dead. A Drunk is winning 1-0. Are you guys ready for round two? Doris Day.
Travis. Dead.
No, Travis. Doris Day.
Old as fuck.
It's old. So Travis has -1, Drunk has 1, Napier has 0.
Game is rigged.
Round 3. Janet Reno.
Buzz.
Napier.
Dead.
Janet Reno.
Dead.
Is dead.
2016's casualties.
The next round, guys, Yogi Berra.
Drunk. Buzz.
I think Drunk was first.
Alive.
Yogi Berra is
dead.
Dead, Drunk.
I was going to say there's no possible way that guy's alive.
He just died recently, if that's the case.
Yeah, he did.
Guys, I lost track of the score.
I'm at 0 because I just lost.
Okay, Drunk has 0. Travis still has -1. Napier has 1?
Yep.
I think he... Oh, yeah, you're right.
Okay, this is really important that I keep score, guys.
Yeah.
So, Drunk has 0. Travis has -1. Napier has +1. Okay. Yogi Berra is dead, guys. Are you guys ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Got it.
Kirk Douglas.
Buzz. Oh, Travis.
Napier.
Alive. Damn it.
Napier.
Just turned on.
Kirk Douglas.
Old as fuck. He's alive. Just say it.
He's old as fuck. So that means Napier has 2, Travis has -1, and Drunk has 0. Here we go. The next round. B.B. King.
Travis. Alive.
Travis. B.B. King.
Dead.
Is dead.
Who's got Lucille?
Travis has -2. Napier has 2. Drunk has 0. There's 2 rounds left, guys. Robert Loggia.
Travis.
Dead. Robert Loggia.
Dead.
Is dead.
Yes! -1. I'm coming for you, Drunk.
Yeah.
Travis has -1. Okay, here's the last one. Are you guys ready? Bob Dole.
Travis.
Travis, Bob Dole.
Old.
Bob Dole is 93 years old.
Bob Dole.
Fuck.
So, guys, Drunk wins 2-0 to nothing.
And Napier won, actually.
Napier won, and me and Drunk are tied for 0.
Napier. Napier, you won.
Yay.
Come on, Napier, Pat.
You did it.
Jack.
I won something.
Napier, guys, Napier just won America's new favorite game show, Dead or Old.
Take that, Dad. Told me I wouldn't win nothing.
Well, you actually didn't win anything.
I didn't win anything.
Drunk, did I tell you that Kohl's is bullshit?
I think I heard you yelling about it when I walked in.
Did I also tell you, Drunk, that the bots are buying all the tickets, and they passed a law now that the bots can't buy all the tickets?
To, like, sporting events and
to everything,
and whatnot?
To Beyonce, to all that stuff.
Beyonce,
The bots, they get online right away, and they buy up all the tickets.
And by bots, you mean, like, StubHub and Ticketmaster and all that shit?
The shysters, the people that are going to resell all the tickets.
Uh-huh.
Good for them.
Well, they passed a law, Travis, that says that the bots can't buy it anymore. Like, the common man, the common man needs to buy the tickets.
Shouldn't that be up to the websites who are selling the tickets to, like, weed out the bots?
They set a price of what they want to sell the tickets for, and they sell all the tickets.
Right.
What's the fucking problem, Travis?
So if somebody's on the ball, buys all the goddamn tickets, and sells to a bunch of assholes who are willing to pay 5 times the ticket price, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
The assholes willing to pay 5 times the ticket price.
I mean, that's just a good idea, really. You see a demand for Adele.
Absolutely.
You buy up all the Adele, and then you sell the Adele for more.
Well, I do the same thing with comic books.
And Adele gets to go on a sold-out nationwide tour, and these guys give her all the money that she asked for. Mm-hmm. Like, she asked for $50 a ticket. They gave her $50 a ticket. I don't see what the big fucking deal is.
No, these are people who can't play in the stock market, who want faster rates of return, and this is how they do it.
Maybe I should mix Adele with, like, a Radiohead or
Huey Lewis in the News.
Ooh, Adele and Huey Lewis in the News. That's good. That would be a sweet mashup.
They probably did that because the bots don't pay taxes on the money they make.
Who gives a shit?
The government.
They sold all the tickets.
Yeah, but the government wants their sweet, sweet cash.
Oh, they get their cash.
They got their $50 taxes.
No, they don't. No, you got to get taxes on what that guy's selling it for.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's income. So if he's selling it and not counting it as income, then he's breaking the law. That has nothing to do with buying tickets and selling.
There's a threshold there. Like, if he doesn't make that much money reselling, like, scalping these tickets, then he didn't meet that threshold. I mean, he's selling them probably online, right? Like, he's selling them on eBay and, like, StubHub and shit. So that's all got to be reported if you sell a certain amount of money. So what's the fucking difference?
People aren't reporting it. Now it's easier for the government to go get them.
Guys, this is our Christmas show.
It is?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I mean, Christmas is a couple days away.
I keep forgetting that this is the last one before. Like, it's not very holly jolly for me.
I know. We didn't do any holly jolly material.
Yeah, we did.
Don't you have
things?
Yeah,
you said Kohl's was bullshit. That's a retailer.
Kohl's is bullshit, guys.
It's a holiday
Seriously,
thing.
If you do your holiday shopping at Kohl's, they're trying to trick you with their clever marketing schemes. But I'm not buying it, Kohl's. Not buying it. They said, hey, these shoes were normally $90, but you can get them for $50. No, Kohl's, shoes are $50. I know how much shoes are. Well, see, but maybe a guy who doesn't have my smarts, Travis. He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm looking out for the common man is what I'm doing. You know, not everybody has my superior intellect.
You're looking out for them unless they're trying to buy Adele tickets.
So I went to that Menards yesterday to get one of those digital light shows like you got.
They're out?
Sold out.
Of course they were.
I've unplugged mine in the last couple days because there's been perspiration out there, precipitation.
Yeah.
And I didn't want my light to
be affected
short
by
out.
It. It's a weatherproof.
Well, I mean, I saran wrapped the plug, Travis.
Right. They're weatherproof. You're good. I have a Minnie and Mickey that have been buried under the snow since the end of last week that are supposed to inflate every night. They're still under the snow.
Oh, it can't break through?
They can't break through, and I'm too lazy to go out there and get them out.
Just kick the shit out of them until they blow up.
I'd have to walk through a bunch of snow. We got, like, a shit ton of snow, and it's cold as fuck outside. I'm not going out there.
So, I mean, that was some Christmassy type of material. Drunk, do you have big plans for the big day? You going to go do family stuff? And
did you record my 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Oh, of course I did, Napier.
See, that's Christmassy.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I'll join my parents for service on Christmas Eve, and then...
Did you get them all dressers?
No, I did not get them dressers.
Can we get a dresser update? I mean, this is the last show you're going to be at in 2016,
that's
isn't
correct.
It?
That's correct.
Is there any updates with the dressers?
One of them is in the process of getting sanded and stained.
To go where? Or is there not a plan yet?
I think we're actually going to put that one in our bedroom.
Oh.
Why waste all that sweet, sweet bedroom space on dressers? Get a fucking perfectly good kitchen.
And you have a dresser room.
And we also have a dresser room. You are correct.
Let me ask you a question real quick. You said you were going to join your parents for a service for Christmas. Do you normally go to services, or is it like a special holiday kind of thing?
I'm what you would call a Christmas and Easter Catholic.
Okay. Do you drop money in the collection plate when you go to the services, or you just pass it on?
No. I'd pass the buck.
Have you ever looked in there?
I mean, yeah, I did grow up going to a Catholic school, so...
Children go to a Lutheran school, and we had their Christmas program, and the church takes every opportunity to pass the collections
absolutely
plates around,
yep,
even for a Christmas program where kids are just singing.
Did your kid play an angel or a tree?
No, they just sang. They sit in the front of the thing and then they sing songs when it's time for them to sing. But I usually don't look in the collection plate. I don't put money in it. My wife does, and my kids like to drop money in there. I refuse. I pay $1,000 a year for both of, like, each of my children to go to that school, so I figure I've done my part.
Do you just send your kids to Lutheran school to avoid public school trash?
A little bit. And also the curriculum is advanced. So like when my daughter was in kindergarten and doing like math where she was adding numbers, some friends of ours, their son didn't even know how to write his name yet. And he went to public school. So that's why we do it.
Travis sends his kids to Lutheran school to avoid guys like me and drunk.
But regardless...
Well, I went to a private grade school, so they wouldn't have been avoiding me.
Right. Well, looking into the collection plate on last night, actually, because they moved it from Saturday to Sunday because of the weather, I'm looking at this collection plate that came by me, and there were $20 bills in there, $10, $5 bills in there, and it was full. And I'm, like, doing the math, and I'm like, there's, like, 20 rows of pews... two on each side, and I'm like doing quick math. Even if like every third person donated, it was like $1,800. And
imagine how bad Leah Remedy feels.
I'm just thinking, you do that 3 to 4 times a week. That's a lot of money that you don't have to pay taxes on. To go back to Napier's point, when are we coming for? When are we coming for those churches, Napier?
So let's start a church.
I just heard that England said that you could not identify as being a Knight of the Jedi, that people were saying that was their religion to try to avoid taxes. And England finally put a crackdown on that and said, no, you cannot avoid taxes by saying you are a Jedi. So we might have a hard
Jedis
time.
Did it.
I will not pay your taxes.
Over here, you got to be on the list.
These are not the taxes you are looking for.
Over here, if you're on the list, you don't have to pay taxes.
The religion of drunkism.
Joining it.
Do we worship drunk or just his philosophy on drinking?
Do you think we're popular enough to do what
no.
John Oliver did?
No.
Where he created his own religion and took donations?
I didn't even have to finish that answer, Travis. No.
Just that first part was enough.
Are you popular? Nope. Fuck you for asking.
Drunk buddy.
I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
From the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Napier.
Don't speak for me, drunk.
There has to be something that you want the people to know.
Do you prefer it. Happy Holidays to Merry Christmas, Travis?
I don't care one way or another. You do what you want. You know, you can say Happy Kwanzaa. I don't give two shits.
Here's my Christmas wish to all of you. If you can hear me, this is what I want you to do.
You're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
If you have one of those hippie liberal fucks in your family tree, and I just want to point out, I'm relatively liberal. I'm not a conservative, but I hate these fucking people with everything I have. Just please, for the love of God, show up to Christmas dinner with a t-shirt that says "Build the Wall" and a hat that says "Make America Great." Just please, for the love of God, do that for me so they can have an embolism and then just stroke out.
Travis, I have a question to send out to the people.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear it.
If I made t-shirts or hats that said "Make America Jump Into Volcanoes Again," would you guys wear it?
Yes.
Would you guys wear a "Make America Jump Into Volcanoes Again" t-shirt?
Yes.
Because I'll make them and I'll send them to you. You'll wear it.
You also have to make one that says "Support the Flood."
Support the Flood. And just a picture of a boat.
No, a picture of a dude.
A capsized boat.
A picture of a dude stranded in the middle of a river that says "Make America Wade Again." No. Damn.
A picture of a boat.
So, but yeah, tweet or Facebook or email us to see if you would wear that t-shirt. That
Make America Jump Into Volcanoes Again.
And it's just like a stick figure jumping into a volcano.
I don't think it needs pictures.
Doesn't need a picture.
I want to get that same font and then put it on a red shirt that just says "Make America Jump Into Volcanoes Again." I'm not doing it as promo for the show. I'm not going to put WFODicks.com on it.
Just trying to make the world better.
I just want people to know.
There are alternatives. Happy holidays.
We're just over. We're over. It's done. And I know that's not very Christmassy, but it's how I feel.
Hey, it's red. You got half the color scheme.
Wear that to your Christmas dinner.
That'd be an amazing shirt to show up anywhere with.
Guys, I mean, we're going to do it again next week. We're going to do it every week. Drunk won't. Drunk isn't coming next week, guys.
Oh, Travis's pick of the week. Everybody jump on whatever kind of device you watch television on or rent movies and watch Midnight Special starring Michael Shannon and Kirsten Dunst, directed by Jeff Nichols. It's an amazing movie.
Watched it and didn't like it.
You didn't like that movie?
No! I fell asleep.
Did you finish it?
No!
I also fell asleep.
That movie stunk, Travis!
Don't shit on my fucking pick of the week, Mike. I don't shit on your fucking picks of the week. That's not how this works.
I'll shit on your pick of the week. Travis,
yeah, that's drunk's job. Napier's pick of the week is Road to the Winter Outdoor Game bullshit on Epic.
You know, I'll tell you something about that, Napier. I think they fucked us.
Really?
Yeah, because they have a centennial classic.
Yeah, that's how old Kirk Douglas is.
The Maple Leafs and the Red Wings.
Which is horse shit.
Like on the same day.
No, it's not on the same
or
day.
Or like the day after it's or something. Day but the Road to the Winter Classic is broken into four parts, and each part is a different team playing in an outdoor game. And it's not the Winter Classic. They've cannibalized their own thing.
They did it last year, too.
Well, they have other outdoor games, but they don't get the press coverage that the Winter Classic does.
They're not just effing St. Louis here, buddy.
Can I tell you that is the only time I even semi-pay attention to hockey is when they play outdoors, because I think that's cool as shit. It's really neat.
Yeah, but those are Stadium Series games. Those are bullshit games. This is the goddamn Winter Classic. We were supposed to get something nice, come through St. Louis. And yeah, of course, we had to share it with fucking Chicago. Why wouldn't we share it with Chicago?
Better watch out or the Blues are going to L.A. Just be thankful they're still there.
What other teams were they against?
They weren't going to play anybody but Chicago. And they can't go to L.A. L.A. already has a team. And now they're relatively not shit sometimes. But you know what?
Florida has three football teams.
Florida has two hockey teams. And that's my mama.
The Budget Office of the Federation of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Attention, please. Listen, I'm contacting you in respect of your overdue payment in Nigeria, which has not been released from Central Bank of Nigeria for a long time. In my investigations in Central Bank of Nigeria a few days ago, I found out that delay of your payment is from the CBN governor with his endless upfront fees demanding from you in a dubious way, which is against the law of our international fund transfer matters. Now, I have seen the difficulties and maltreatment you have been passing through in receiving your payment in Nigeria. Then I had a meeting with the NNPC Group Managing Director and the Investigation Officer in charge of international fund transfer matters concerning the release of your payment from the Nigerian Oil Reserve account with Citibank in Washington, D.C. I personally decided to call the Nigerian ambassador in Washington, D.C. to give Mr. Albert A. Ingemels, the Citibank Head of Credit Unit Department in Washington, D.C., a sum of $100 to help you open a checking account in Citibank, Washington, D.C. for immediate release of your approved part payment valued $10 million if I have instructed the Citibank Head of Credit Unit Department in Washington, D.C. to debit a sum of U.S. $10 million from the Nigerian Oil Reserve account with Citibank in Washington, D.C., then credit into your check account with Citibank.
Travis is going to be rich, you guys.
As part of your payment so that it will be easy for Citibank to transfer your fund from the checking account with Citibank to your nominated bank account in your country.
See, Travis, I thought this was bullshit for a second. But he said Citibank, and that's a bank I know about.
That's a real bank.
That's a real bank.
And he's talking to the credit director of Citibank. So, although these are actual run-on sentences that I cannot get through without taking a giant breath in the middle of.
Travis, you should call
zero
this guy.
Periods in these things.
Seriously, let me read like, the next you one. Could buy some really cool Christmas presents if you got that $10 million.
They're going to debit me $10 million, but they're also going to take $10 million first. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
So they're
going
to take $10 million from you?
I mean...
You don't have $10 million, Travis.
I mean, I assume that they think that I do.
Basically, they're going to take $10 million from you.
Give me $100.
And promise to give it back.
Right. And to give me $100 to open a credit account. Please note that your checking account with Citibank in Washington, D.C., which the Nigerian ambassador have given them $100 to open for you, you are going to receive your payment from the Nigerian Oil Reserve account with Citibank in Washington, D.C. without any stop order by any security agents in the United States because Citibank will now transfer the $10 million from your checking account to your nominated bank account in your country. And I will pray that Citibank will also issue you a checkbook and ATM card from your checking account with Citibank after crediting your credit account as I instructed.
This is confusing. Start over from the beginning.
I can't.
wants you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
It's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us. Right?
Down that rocky road.
They say the time
here we are.